Okay, that which I'm calling God. And that's the next question here. Who and what is God?
Well, we do not use the word except when we are referencing back a word you have used, mm-hmm. because it means so many different things to so many different people. But from what we believe you mean when you say God, mm-hmm. it is an ever-expanding consciousness of well-being that is aware of all that is, that is at the heart or root or source of all that is, perfect in every way and becoming more in every moment, timeless, eternal, endless, only love.
A lot of these were questions I had as a teenager, too. This one kind of shocked me because I had never heard anyone else ask it, and that was, who or what created the original God?
Man created the original God by concluding an intelligence that was superior to him. In other words, that which you call God is man's distortion. What God is today is just more of what God was to begin with, which is consciousness of well-being. It just gets more as that which you call time goes on.
You use the term, and this teenager says, regarding who I really am, in the quotes. Who am I?
You are an extension of perfection. You are liquid love. You are that which is God expressed in a physical body. You are a joy-seeking being. You are eternal. You are well-being personified. You are experience in the making. You are eternity in the becoming. You are leading-edge thinker, which is benefiting all that is enormously. You are the closest thing to God we have ever acknowledged.
Then why is it that often I'm not happy?
Because you don't know that. You do not know how wonderful you are. And in your picking around in yourself, looking for flaws at the hope of improving yourself, you achieve a vibration that does not allow you to allow you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.